Here I am, 19, and I just got paid. Heading up to the dealership to sign my name away. Told me I could have my daddy car, hot pink with rims that shine. But when I got on with my daddy car, I found out that man was lying. It's all about the money. They didn't care about my life. It's all about the money. They didn't care, it wasn't working right.
It was really dodgy, like the owner was really dodgy, you know, and just wanted my money. So I should have just turned him down and walked away, but then ended up buying it. And then my brother was in the car, so I'm glad I wasn't. Yeah, but he got out and it just kind of caught on fire and blew up down the road from my house. So, yeah.
You've just heard from Natasha, a young Aboriginal consumer telling us her car story. This is My Daddy Car, and I'm Carol Dowling from Consumer Protection WA. This is the second part of our series. In this eight-part radio series, I've yarned to community about buying and repairing cars. Listen up, and I'll give you some handy tips to help you buy your daddy car, and not to buy a lemon that breaks down soon as you take it home. Once you've sorted out your money, like getting a loan from a bank or even saving up some dollars, buying your daddy car is nearly there. In this program, I'll help you save money and time and help you make the right decision for you.
I've bought cheap cars and it's just been a waste of money. So I would say invest in a car if you are going to purchase a new car, because if you do buy a cheap car and it just ends up, you know, breaking up on you, or, you know, things happen to fall apart or the doors and the windows don't work, in the long run, it's not sustainable. So it's worth investing and probably getting a good quality car.
Some good advice there from Natasha, who goes to university. Buying a car is a big purchase and is right up there with buying a house. When you have your money sorted and you've given yourself a budget, it's important to make the right choice about where to buy your daddy car. It can be from a car sales yard, a car auction, or as a private sale from someone's home. It's important, no matter where you decide to go, that you stick to your budget. Buying a new car isn't the same as buying a used car. Whatever car you buy, it's smart to know what you want before you start looking. I yarn with musician Tom Little about some of the things he looks for in a used car.
First thing is to look to see that all the panels are straight and that they're all the same colour as each other, so you know it hasn't been bent. Generally, the car won't sit straight on the road, and also the panels are likely to be full of what they call bog, which is the stuff panel beaters use to smooth out and straighten panels. They're also more prone to rust. I've always said, you know, when you take a car for a test drive, take it down the freeway, because if you get anywhere near 100 kilometres an hour and it starts wobbling, run.
If you decide to buy a car from a private seller or a car not from a car dealership, you must be very careful. This means taking extra care in deciding to buy the car being sold. The best bet when buying a used car privately is to make sure it's from someone you can trust or you've known a long time as being honest. It's sad to know that many of our mob buy cars this way and get taken for a ride. And I don't mean a test drive either. I yarn with community elder Nina Tesling, who said that this happens in her hometown of Broome when people buy privately. Here's Auntie Nina.
A lot of people forget, you know, they'll go in a backpack or someone just travelling through Broome. They buy a car for $2,000 and then, you know, a week later it falls apart and they need it to be repaired. So make sure you get registration papers, an ID from the person that sells it to you. You do need a car up here, and most people rely on the car because a lot of them still go hunting and fishing as well.
When you buy a car privately, there is no warranty. That means you have little chance of returning it to the seller or expecting repairs or your money back. There are extra things you can do to make it safe to buy a car this way. You can make sure the license papers match the number plates. You can make sure the chassis number under the hood matches the license papers. One of the important things is seeing if the car is stolen, has money owing on it, or has once been written off in a crash. Our expert on car purchase is Angelo Barbaro. Angelo is the manager of the Automotive Services Branch of Consumer Protection, and he knows how important it is to check the car thoroughly if you really want to buy it from a private seller.
The most important thing to keep in mind is that there is no protection as far as buying privately. as opposed to buying it from a licensed motor vehicle dealer, where you have got protection with regards to warranty, fitness of the quality, and also to clear title. So what you need to do first and foremost is keep in mind that it is buyer beware. Make sure that the person selling the car is the owner, so ask to see some form of identification, driver's license, the license papers for the vehicle. Make sure that they all match up with the number plates on the car, the VIN chassis number on the car, and do a search under the Personal Property Securities Register, which is a PPSR, to make sure that there is no encumbrances or money owing on the car, which you would be transferred to the vehicle, and the vehicle could be repossessed if there is an outstanding interest. And also, at the same time, you can check to see if the vehicle is on the written-off vehicle register, so it's been involved in a serious accident and has been written off.
Wherever you decide to buy your car, take someone with you. Make that someone a friend you can trust to help you stick to a budget and give you advice, especially if they know about cars. Having someone with you means that person can be a witness to anything said between you and the car dealer or private seller of the car. If you can't find anyone to take along to buy your car, the best bet is to have it inspected by a licensed mechanic. I spoke with Robert Eggington, who is a community elder, with some good advice when looking for your darty car.
Well, I definitely wouldn't even consider buying a car if it's secondhand without the inspection. And, you know, they're not expensive, they're comprehensive, and they can give you somewhat peace of mind. And then, of course, you've got the warranty, in which the dealer gives you, I would check all the warranties and ensure the warranties are all in place and, you know, are in your interest. But I definitely would have inspection. I think maybe the days are gone when you take your neighbour or your father to check out a vehicle. I think it needs more comprehensive inspection and lists ticked off in terms of, you know, you don't want to buy a vehicle and then find out it's got a problem within a month. And that's hard for anyone who is a layman to identify. So I would say, yeah, definitely have an inspection done on the vehicle. Be well worth it.
A licensed mechanic will tell you if a car is safe to drive and is worth the selling price. I yarn with Jeff Green. Jeff is a car dealer with over 40 years' experience in selling cars to Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people. We yarned in his office at his small country town dealership. Outside, you can hear people trying out new cars on the street. I asked Jeff if you should go ahead and buy a car without a licensed mechanical check.
One word, no.
If you sign a contract to buy a car, always make it subject to a mechanical check of some kind. Now, the dealers can do that themselves, because if it's a late model car, they've serviced it and gone through their workshop and they can show it from there, and it's covered on a new car warranty or used car warranty. But if you go to a dealer and he says, no, you can't do it, you just say, well, thanks very much, and walk out. And there's so many people around the place now that will do a safety check for, I guess, might cost $100, probably the best $100 you ever spent. And even if it is a car of $2,000, get someone just to check the safety items, check the engine, check the radiator, check the air conditioner, and the other thing is check tyres. People, the last thing they want to look at is their tyres, so always check things like the safety items before you take the car out.
There is no way to know how well a used car has been treated by its past owner or owners. This means the car you like may have been in a crash or been driven in damaging conditions. A thorough mechanical check by a licensed mechanic is really important. If the dealer or a seller refuses an inspection, then you shouldn't buy the car. It's far too risky. Once you get your mechanical safety check, it's up to you to choose to listen to the mechanic or not. I yarned with Nick, who is the head mechanic of one of Broome's mechanical workshops. Many of our mob prefer to have him fix their cars. So what does Nick say when people ask him to check out a car?
I think it's important for someone to have the vehicle checked so they know exactly the status of the vehicle, or if there's any issues on the vehicle, they can go in, purchasing the vehicle and being 100% aware of what the issues are, and they can make an informed decision prior to purchasing.
No matter what car you think is your darty car, an inspection by a licensed mechanic or an inspection service will pay off in the end. It could mean the difference between driving off with a great deal or an absolute bomb. Let's hear from Angelo Barbaro again from the Motor Vehicle Services Branch at Consumer Protection.
I think it's probably the most important thing they need to do is have the vehicle inspected before they buy it and not after they buy it. But before you even contemplate buying any vehicle, you need to get it checked first up, because that gives you a true indication of the quality of the vehicle. Not only any problems you may face or any problems that may be there at the time, but any foreseeable problems in the near future.
If you are going to buy your car from a car yard, in our next program, I have some handy advice on making a good deal. You've been listening to me, Carol Dowling, and I work for Consumer Protection WA. If you have any issues with buying a car or getting it repaired, give our team a call on 1300 304 054 or like our Facebook page. Find us by typing My Daddy Car in the search box. That's D-A-R-D-Y. Consumer Protection. We're here to help you protect your rights. Just ask us how.
You can ring up Consumer Protection, Mom.